שלום חברים, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא העבודה באמונה.
Hello friends, we are in a lesson on the topic of the work with faith or reason. We are in excerpt number 44. You can find the material by clicking the book icon on the Arvut system. And you can also ask questions on Kav.TV. Relevant questions will be aired during the lesson. Rav, please.
Yes, once more, we need to renew our work. What to do? This way, time after time, not at once. A person comes to the goal, not with one jump, but as it's written, grace and mercy will follow me my entire life, just like Bala Sulam writes to us, that the fact that the Creator opens up a little more for us, the field of work, so that we can try and come closer to one another, meaning to Him as He is between us. And a time after time, this way, and then as I open the screen on my computer and see you all, prior to the lesson, I can see that really my dear friends are together with me and we are strengthening one another and holding each other. We're going to make another step forward and this way come closer to the goal so that finally we will feel ourselves belonging to one desire, which is made up of many desires. And that the connection between us is not in the desires themselves, but above the desires, in the degree of bina, in the degree of faith above reason. And then I look at all my friends who are where all their desire and their whole goal is in order to come to being as one. And therefore, this rejoices me, gives me forces, and this way I see that there's a reason to live. There's who to go to this battle with. This is the exact war that we need to do in order to reach the degree of Bina, to Chanukah. And this is how we will advance. But what holds us, what rejoices us, is that there are many people already. We are many who are attempting to do this, and the upper force which is shining upon us from all the world, He chose us. Hence, we need to feel the responsibility for the whole world in the way that we are moving forward, wanting to pull the whole world behind us. And this is how we will advance. The Creator is helping us. Day after day, we can feel how the world is also receiving accordingly a new dose of teaching about the integrality of the world and how dependent we are for one another and how maybe in a not nice way, but in an opposite way, but nevertheless, the topic is the same. It is showing each and every person gradually that one, as much as one is capable of digesting, that the world is one system which will eventually be revealed as the system of Adam Rishon, the one soul. And we will try, despite the fact that it's being revealed, we will try at the same pace also the revealing of the codependency between us will be mutual, for it to be mutual and positive. It's being revealed as negative, but we will want to come to it being positive. That's why the pandemic and all the states that we're going through right now all over the world, as we're chasing after this vaccine, etc. We need to see. You see, the whole world is discussing, finally is discussing one topic. It's already so beautiful, so good, even though it's a blow that's happening to everyone. But nevertheless, what the Creator, it's written, the way He gives a blow and heals. This is the healing itself, where the whole world feels the same disease, the same problem, the same despair. And let's hope that we will strengthen ourselves more this way, and to the extent in which the simple closeness between us will calm down the world and bring the whole world the measure of confidence, security. It will soften everyone so that people will be able to be closer to one another, to the extent in which we get closer to one another and the members of Nebuch at our degree. This way we will also bring forth closening between nations and countries between themselves as well. Of course, additional problems will be revealed, but that's in order for us to stabilize our work each time in a more and more advanced way. Therefore, I'm very happy that we are looking at our society as one elite unit that is ready to battle the forces that separate between us. As in each and every one of us, there's a certain rejective force making us want to remain alone, making people want to feel alone and others being outside of him. But nevertheless, this war is in the point of the extent in which I will feel everyone coming closer and entering my heart. And this way, we are battling in our war against the ego, as we're conquering it and wanting to subdue it, and specifically upon it, build this whole building of the place where the Creator is revealed. This will come out. We need to learn now a little more how we can be closer to the Creator during the time of a fall, of a descent. Because that too comes from faith above reason. The extent to which reason rises, I rise even more. As much as I fall and go down, I too am above that. It's not simple. There are many manners in how to be above our states. Therefore, see yourselves. We've been through the convention. There are people who had this influence them in strengthening. There are those who got stronger for a day or two and then fell. We have people that are in a descent. They're cooling down and returning to the daily state. And whoever was with us in the convention is like no longer with us in the lessons. But maybe we'll come next convention or at some other special event. Meaning we need to see ourselves in such a way that every day it will be like in a convention, and we won't get fatigued by this. There's no forgetfulness and there's no fatigue in spiritual work. Although it's written and you're tired and you know and you don't see the Creator because that you're in such states that are being given to you from above on purpose, but then you use the force of the society and with the force of faith, the force of Bina. As your vessels are emptied and you're shown empty vessels and they need to be filled with the light of Chokhmah as they were in Adam Rishon and even more. But we feel them empty. And therefore, it's like we kind of leave a state like we have, like we had in the convention. We don't understand that these are new vessels that are being revealed now. They're not like they were before. We need to ready them for the next action, to receive also in them filling and correction, and to be that way. Therefore, ascents and descents need to be learned, and we need to learn how to be both in ascents and descents in adhesion between us and with the Creator. As only in the states in which we will learn how to be always together, we will be able to take advantage and triumph over our ego, our evil inclination. Since in every state we will know how to use it. And not that there's a state that is kind of pouncing me and this ego that's being revealed and then we have nothing we can do about it. We need to feel that we're like that, but with that we need to use all the tools that are before us. Nevertheless, this is such a big kli, a big vessel. Well, we will try. There's a lot to talk about here, but I see that since the morning, only Vlad can sustain himself, and he's already reaching. Well, what do you want to ask? My dear student,
to ask exactly about what you said, that love of friends, what we attained, what we're developing in the lesson is the most precious thing in life. During the day, the Creator kind of occupies the person's mind with all kinds of external things. Can you even win this war somehow?
And how do you imagine to yourself our triumph? Let's say that we succeed. What is it considered that we succeed? By which force and what state do we then come to? Imagine, depict that to me.
По крайней мере, постоянно в сердце держать связь с товарищами, с творцом, с группой.
Well, at least to keep holding the connection with the friends, with the Creator, the group, that nothing will distract me from that.
You understand, you're a technical person. Nevertheless, you belong to materials and to forces. You think that there is something in the world that is not renewed, that can be revealed and be like that forever? From the foundation of creation, because we are all under the control of two forces, the force of reception and the force of bestowal, the plus and the minus. How could it be that between plus and minus there would be a state that is unchanging? That's impossible. Impossible. It simply cannot exist. You have to constantly renew. Otherwise, we don't live in the detail itself, which is either plus or minus with some kind of gap between them. We live from Rav gave us a Russian word.
Derivative.
The cofactor, something like that. The cofactor or the coefficient.
Coefficient.
Not the detail itself, the plus and minus, but that which, the derivative, that's the word that comes out of it. That's what we need to each time to receive. And we live only by that. The details that are usual, the plus, the minus, and all those things, that's in our world. That's at the degree of animal, on the degree of speaking, spiritual meaning, which is constantly living in how much am I adding? What has been added in me? And if there is no addition, then it's zero. It doesn't matter that I'm in the degree of 1,000. If there's no additional to 1,001, it's considered that I'm dead. That's how we live, constantly with that addition, with the addendum, with the addendum. And we feel that also in our lifetime, when it comes to love. If you, Rabash would say, love is an animal, it's an animal, well, that you have to constantly feed. If you have to feed it all the time. And then in such a way it lives. The moment you stop giving it food, it dies. Therefore, look at a woman. She wants to constantly hear from you that you love her as beautiful she as she is and how good she is and this and that and that. That's nature. It's the right nature where you constantly need to renew. You can't tell her, I gave you the ring, and we're ready, that's it. For husband and wife, no, not a bride and groom, not a man and woman. I'm ready, that's it. I'm free when it comes to this. No, you have to constantly renew as much as possible. We know it's not simple. But you need to constantly renew every day the love. Love cannot... You cannot let go of love. Love is the general name for connection. Therefore, when we rise in the morning and we have no deficiency, we need to work on the deficiency. And then from the deficiency, work on connection. And bring that connection to a state in which we will know how much we need one another, how much by this we come to the stability of the Kli. And it's expected to be revealed in this. As it's written, man and woman, divinity between them, where the Creator is revealed as a result of the efforts between us.
What is our triumph?
That comes from, the confidence comes from being in our increasing inclination towards connection, renewing efforts towards connection. And we see in this that we are, that we're winning, that we're succeeding with our ego that constantly wants to hold us back, to turn us down, to bring us down to the ground. Constantly, constantly, you need to work. This is actually the nature, even the nature in our world. Can you imagine to yourself that particles, electrons, protons can stop? It's impossible. Then matter disappears. All matter exists also only from the energy which is constantly alive and is renewed and is revolving it, spinning it. There is no other way. And the same way we need to do towards the spiritual goal. If you want to reach it, you need to be in constant renewing. That's what where it's written. One will help his friend. As we rely each on the others, and when the state is that I fall, he rises, and vice versa, and so on. Therefore, if we have 10 friends in the group, well, as much as you have for the time being, then we can do work, which is non-stop advancement towards the goal. Okay? Good?
Большое спасибо, дорогой Рав.
Thank you, dear Rav. Question. The Congress passed and there was this true growth. And now he spoke about this inevitable descent we're facing, which also manifests in concern or even fear that some portion of hatred will arise between the friends and whether they will hold on. And this fear is unclear, meaning in a descent, I understand what to do, you explain it to us, or what to do in an ascent. But before the coming state, how to fight that?
You don't need to fight, you don't need to battle that which is happening. Rather, we need to accept it correctly, not to delay it. I need all those descents, because this is being the way the Creator reveals additional depth in the shattered vessel. How will I advance to the purpose of creation if I don't receive now additional forces from the purpose of creation? It's like I'm standing here at work, and I'm connecting the kli, let's say I'm assembling some vessel, some vase that was broken into pieces. So each time I find some other piece that I need to connect, some other piece I need to connect, and another piece. What's being revealed in us, the deficiencies, the fatigue, the loss of interest, these are different parts of our will to receive that we need to connect also every day to that tendency of ours towards that path, towards that goal that we're going to, until we reach the se'ah, the quotient. And therefore, let's look at this in a form of being a help against him. Therefore, we should never look at this as it's written, a person needs to be thankful for the bad even more than he's thankful for the good. Because the fact that the Creator is disclosing the evil to us, it's a sign that he wants us to advance. Let's not look at what's happening to us like the people who don't understand what's going on in their lifetimes. We will receive providence in the right way. So if I have a burdening of my heart, and I don't want to learn, I don't want to connect, I don't even want to hear what they're speaking about, it's all so that above reason, I will rise above that and continue. And I can't, I don't have the strength, I don't have strength. Okay, what can you do? I have a group, and then I'm besides them, and I open my ears, and what they say, I say too. And I look, let's say, at you, who's sitting there in Bishkek or someplace, and you are talking words of awakening, just like we heard before the lesson. And I hear and hear and hear. I have nothing in that, but I obligate myself to hear. Not against, but as if I agree, as if I want, as if I am incorporated in with the friends, as if I'm completely not with my desires and thoughts. I want to nullify towards them, to truly dissolve before them. That's called a preparation for a lesson. We're each wanting to awaken the society. I go with him. I'm integrated with him. And then I'm telling you, I don't know how it's possible after these 15 minutes where we are before a lesson, how can you remain after that not ready for the lesson? With a broken heart, with a cold heart, that's a sign that you're not using those 15 minutes of awakening that general awakening. You're not using it correctly, because at that 15 minutes, that's the time where I'm included. I don't want to hear myself. I want to hear them without criticizing them and without hearing myself, to just incorporate in them and flow with them. Just like being an embryo inside my mother's womb. That's how I enter this group that is now awakening everyone. It's a form of art. You need to learn how to do this, how to execute this. But after you see how it's possible to do, there's no problem. You receive an impression, an awakening from them, and that's what the Creator prepared for us to do this. And then you enter the lesson, and the lesson takes you to the next spiritual degree. That's how we need to do. Okay? Additional questions? Well, PT2.
I think you just answered it, but still, maybe just to conclude with that, so we heard that when we wake up without a lack, we need to awaken the lack. This technique that you've described of integrating in the group, after 15 minutes, I'm supposed to feel a lack for the lesson? That's an indication?
Yes, when I wake up to the lesson, believe me, I wake up like an animal that has no feeling, no intellect, nothing. Sometimes something remains from the previous evening where I worked and I ate a lot with the materials and all kinds of things. But usually, and I'm telling you, I've seen this on Rabash. We would wake up with him when we used to travel to Tiberias or other places. He would wake up in such a way, like not understanding anything, not feeling a thing, walking, going to the bathroom, washing his hands, his face, sitting down by the table, saying, well, let's drink coffee. I bring him a cup of coffee. He sits. He has nowhere to receive an awakening from. But a little more and a little more. He sits quietly. Then I start to read. He hears. I start to read something from Baal
HaSulam.
And then when he hears, he wakes up. You know, it's like a plant that is drooping. And now it is watered. And it awakens like you see with cartoons, where it kind of like, within half a minute, you have a tree that's sprouted when there was nothing before, and all of a sudden it kind of sprouts out like that. And all of a sudden you see how a person wakes up. Awakens. This is what we need to learn how to do. This is very important. It's a technology that will help us rise in faith above reason.
So
can I ask more?
Yes.
Yeah. So this technique that I wake up in the morning like you've described, and I just 100% devote myself to what the friends say, don't activate my criticism, I just want to integrate with them and flow with them.
Yes. The group, you said that group that's operating today, so the Italians today, all in white shirts, all well cared for, they have a special language. Italian is a very beautiful language. And how they spoke, I received a great impression from them.
How? What did you do? I want to do it as well.
First of all, I'll tell you, I'm thankful to them for awakening me. For me to be able to reveal my soul. For me to come closer to this whole kli and in it to the Creator. And there's a part that is now taking upon itself a role and is drawing us all. And by this specifically, we're not advancing so much during the convention. We advance on the regular days. Those are our work days. The convention is a result. But these work days are important as much as I fall and rise up again, connect. I reach despair because you can't have day without night. Okay?
Tov, maze Mach 6.
Good. What is Mach 6?
Спасибо, Раф. Расскажите, пожалуйста, как правильно работать.
Thank you, Raf. If you can please say how to work correctly with the lack during the day in a conscious way.
It would be best if throughout the day you depict to yourself that you again and again are renewing your connection with the group or with the world kli. Renewing this connection emotionally, sensationally. And each time you have a new approach, a new feeling, you build new states in this, new spiritual states. Each time in this, you are raising more faith above reason and advance that way. We need to try and do this. Even every half an hour, each should receive on his phone some little pick without even words or anything that will return you to the necessity of renewing one's connection with the world kli.
PT6.
One person is inspired by the preparation, another person is not inspired. How can the one who's not inspired be inspired quickly? The technique is not clear.
It's a sign that he's disregarding people that are appearing before him on the screen. It's a sign that he disregards them, that he's disregarding the Creator, not just them, who has drawn these people and placed them before you, and the Creator through these people wants to awaken him. It's a sign that he does not consider anything that has to do with spirituality. It's important because this is the key that he could open up another degree for him to come closer to the purpose of creation with, towards correction. So he needs to know that this is how it is now. Now, if after all the imploring and the influences upon himself, he still doesn't wake up, then he needs to sit and think about how, despite all of that, he's not waking up, but not let go of that state. So I don't wake up. He should constantly say to himself, I'm not awakening, I'm not awakening, I'm not awakening. And meanwhile, he sees the world clear around him, there's people on fire, they're talking, and he doesn't criticize them, but rather he's talking about himself. I'm not awakening. I can't awaken. What's next? A claim to the Creator. Why are you giving me a state that I cannot awaken from? Because it's clear that both the negative and the positive force is operating upon a person from above. It's the Creator that is giving you the darkness and is making the day. So why are you making such a night for me, such a darkness, such that I cannot see a thing? the goal, awakening, upliftment, because there are other states in which I'm ignited and I'm willing to do anything in order to go to a spiritual attainment. And here or not, so start talking to the Creator. The problem is that there is no connection to the Creator who has stabilized this state for you.
In terms of being alert and lucid during the conscious, during the end of a preparation, is that the desired state?
Not awakened, but burning. A person needs to come to the beginning of the lesson in a state in which he is on fire.
Burning on fire with respect to what?
He's burning. He wants correction. He wants to reveal the Creator. Beyond the preparation, he needs to be ready for that. That before him there's a goal, and he is now going to make a few steps towards it. Otherwise, what was the lesson for? The lesson is, you know what lesson is? It's not the word lesson. Lesson
it's
is
a measure.
From the word measure. To that measure, I'm going towards closer to the correction of the soul. What is that? Adam Arishon? Adam? A person that is partially broken, and we are going more and more towards its correction.
Thank you.
That's it, Dudi, okay?
Good morning, Rav. The Congress was very, very intense, and something strange happened to me. You know, the next day I couldn't hear 5 alarms, and I couldn't wake up for the morning lesson. I woke up after the lesson. I listened to the lesson, and then I felt I was out of spirituality like 1 year and a half, and this gave me such a descent. And couldn't be that the Creator sometimes is giving you increasement of desire through this kind of situations?
Yes, you need to feel that also sometimes. That you can't decide anything on your own, but it all depends on the upper force. If he wakes you up, you rise. If you thank him for rising, or you say yes, it was all with the grace of the Creator, then it's okay. If you don't do that, then he slowly teaches you that it all depends on him. You woke up, you need to say that you rose thanks to him. Say, I thank before you for bringing back my soul to me. As you're standing now, that I'm standing now before you, and I'm about to come even closer to you, more and more. Thank you, Creator. It's written you shouldn't have an alien God, that he shouldn't be far to you, he shouldn't be a stranger to you. Try and come closer, try to talk to him in the way that you could talk with someone who is very close to you. The closest person possible to you, because it's truly so. You have no force, no one that is closer in all of reality than the Creator. That's it. So with all the smallest or greatest problems, first of all, that's your permanent partner. Right?
Good morning, Rav. After the Congress, it feels like that it became a new level of study, just like school. We feel that we moved from high school to university. Is this sensation right for this new cliff, this new level?
Yes, we get this kind of rush job from the Creator, them hastening from above, because we need to come very fast to this special force through which we will be able to bestow to the world too, so that the world will start to feel that in the world there's such a special group that can show everyone what direction the world needs to go. Otherwise, the world enters very confused states. The world needs to now reveal what's the real reason to this pandemic. What's the reason that by this we won't succeed? What is nature demanding of us? The world needs to discover that it's completely integral, that it must be more connected, and not for it to feel day after day that it's more divided into more parts on all kinds of levels, and that there's no difference or connection between each and every part. He needs to feel together with this how from its nature it is one, unique, special. And therefore, anyone who goes towards any direction of separation, splitting, is only going to cause damage. They need to discover this slowly, slowly, until it's revealed to everyone in all kinds of levels and ways. To discover the integrality of the world is considered to reveal the integrality of one soul, of the one kli. This is actually the goal, the close goal of our development. We need to bring this to the world, and the world needs to receive this, accept it, grasp it, and then accordingly start changing, to start making new decisions in politics, in economy, in international relations, in all kinds of things, in the relationships between the citizens in a country. Everything needs to be out of the fact that we are in an integral connection between us. And this integrality, when it starts to be revealed, it will obligate us more and more towards different forms of connections. And then you'll see what will happen. Only in such a way, in that tendency towards integrality of the world, we can be saved from wars and problems and troubles and from all these pandemics. And they're standing in line. If we don't bring the positive force, the negative force will come to obligate us, to compel us to behave correctly. Is that clear? Good, so...
Querido Rav, durante el día yo trabajo en un hospital.
Dear Rav,
viendo mucho sufrimiento y pacientes de...
During the day, I work at a hospital. I see a lot of suffering from COVID patients. How to pray for this deficiency to hold this connection?
You need to rise above what you see and try and see this suffering and these things as from the degree of, from your degree. I mean, of course, you have to take care of them, as you do need to take care of them, but not to integrate emotionally with what you're seeing in the hospital. You need to bring the medicine to just integrate with the suffering, and suffer with them is not a good thing. That's the opposite. That's falling from the spiritual degree to a corporeal degree. You need, on the contrary, to, when you're seeing this suffering, despite it, to rise to a point of faith above reason, where only the force of connection can help you care for them. So together with the fact that you're giving them medicine there and giving them the treatments that you have to do, you need to know that only connection can bring them you could bring them that, and that will be the only remedy. Hence, each time you see the suffering, you need to concentrate within to a connection with us that is even more powerful, and to want from that connection for the force of salvation to come to them. All in all, one more step in advancing towards the corrected form of Adam HaRishon. That's what we need.
Barur.
Clear?
Bulgaria.
Wonderful. Bulgaria?
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, Хаверим. После конгресса...
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. After the Congress in R10, there is a sense of great inspiration. There is fear. The friends are calling each other before the lesson. We really connected. Rav, how do we hold on to this state? How do we add on to it? How do we give it to other tens? Rav, to strengthen the state of connection, we can do it only if we discover each and every moment that we are falling apart. Spirituality is continuous motion. Any stop is death. Doesn't matter what degree. So, we all in all have to renew our examination and see whether there's a lack of connection in some place that has appeared, and then reestablishing that connection. Turkey 3.
Our question is, what should we be more careful about after the Congress to advance better?
We need to be concerned about a state where we're all connected. There's nothing more than that. To the point that in that connection appears the lag for the upper force, and then the actual upper force appears in it later, but only being connected. That is the correct result that needs to come from all the states that the Creator portrays within us. And the more we see that we can't, that we're incapable, it's actually a good sign, meaning that He shows the broken kli within us. Latin 7.
Good day, and thank you, Rav. The question of a friend: how should I expect a response, or what should the response be? How should I receive this conversation from the Creator?
You will try and see. I can't explain this to you. It's a very individual matter that keeps changing. That's how it is. Queens.
Здравствуйте, все мировой кли. Дорогой Рав.
Hello, back to the whole world, кли.
Вы предложили читать все.
Hey, Rav, in the previous lesson, you suggested that we should read all the writings of Rabash, Barasulam, and the Ten throughout the day. And then you added to read articles that do not relate to the intellect, but to the feelings. So, advice, can we have lessons on that context so that we will be able to find articles that relate to the development of feeling, internal feeling, so we will feel the material with our hearts?
I understand what you're asking. I think that all the articles, I don't know exactly what I said and how you understood it, but all of the articles of Rabash, basically, besides maybe two or three from hundreds that he wrote, they're all about how do we build an emotional vessel. a vessel to feel the upper force. All his articles. I know that there are groups who simply read the articles of Rabash from beginning to end. That's it. They just read all the other articles every day, maybe even two articles a day, as much as they can. Let's say twice a day you have a connection, half an hour each time. Let's try to read an article each time and see how much it influences you. It's certainly better if we than just chatting, except if there is something urgent that we need to solve, then we leave a few minutes to discuss the group issues. Volga.
Rav. Вот в работе я замечаю часто следующее состояние, что
Rav, I notice in the work the following state, where all the work appears to be too big, too hard. It's even hard to approach it, to begin with it. And the question in that context, the method, the approach that we learn, faith above reason, it's still not clear how this approach inverts the work to something new.
We are not working at all. On the one hand, every person is called the worker of the Creator. On the other hand, what does the worker of the Creator do? He engages in the work of the Creator. The work of the Creator means the Creator is doing the work. Then why am I considered the work of the worker of the Creator or even the servant of the Creator? Because I'm like his partner. But my partnership my side is relatively passive, meaning that I need to bring the state where the work will happen. That's what the Creator wants. The Creator wants us to ask him and demand him to put things in order, to do the actual work. He broke the kli, and he reveals to us the broken kli, so that we will recognize that he did it. This is called I'm first and I'm last. And that he will do it on the condition that we're there in the middle, between the beginning and the end, demanding him, asking him to do it. That's our work.
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
Buenos días, querido Rab.
Buenos días.
Cuando
good day, dear Rav.
Llegan a uno o dos amigos de la escena. El resto de la escena.
When the force of darkness comes to a person or to a couple of friends from the 10, the rest of the 10, what do they need to do to help those friends?
Try to include them within, even in a way that they can't do anything, but you awaken them as much as possible, you embrace them, and you make sure that they are with you. And in our path, everyone will go through such states and more than one. This is called one shall help his friend. And in this manner, we will have to determine all of the connections between us, because all of the movement forward is about connecting, how much we discover each other, how much we enter this concept of a single heart. That everyone begins to feel that he is composed of others and that others comprise him, that or consist of him or connect him to them. And this is how he exists. That's it. It's a very simple thing. We just have to stand and insist on it and not let it go. New York 1.
Rav, мы слышали ваш совет читать совместно.
Rav, we heard your advice about reading together the articles of Rabash in the 10, and we did. The question is, since not everyone can participate all the time in our conversations because of the day, the work day, and other reasons, is it best to put the text up and obligate every member of the 10 to just read them, that we read together and learn them and methodically in the 10, or the main thing is the common meeting between us and reading it?
What's important is that we will follow the articles of Rabash from the beginning to the end of this conference of reading the article and reading each and every day, and then every group reads these articles at their own pace, in their own language, that they understand. And this way we will integrate with everything he delivered to us. In the meantime, right now, as we are in the last generation, in the last phase of correction, when we discover the world as an integrated world, and we raise ourselves to the mountain of the Creator. So in these states, there's nothing that can help us more and support and strengthen us more than the articles of Rabash. From day to day, you're going to feel that this is a person we can't even appreciate. He was so humble and concealed in what he did. There are no other Kabbalists who did what he did. Of course, that's the time. He's a messenger from above, but essentially it's him.
Unity 3.
Unity 3.
Доброе утро. Я хотел узнать.
Good day.
Какова эффективность после конференции?
I wanted to scrutinize what is the effectiveness of hearing the lessons of the convention again after the convention.
If a person has an opportunity to listen to the lesson again during the day, that's a good thing. Yes, or at least a part of the lesson.
He was asking about the convention lesson specifically.
The Congress lessons. I don't know. You could do that too, and nothing is wrong. To go back to what we've learned is okay, but what's good or what's better or worse for each and every person, for each and every one, this I can't say. It is said one learns where his heart desires. If you feel that this is exactly what you want, or there's a certain topic that you want to review again, please do it.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
Rav, what is the correct state of spiritual awakening?
That we feel ourselves that only in the connection between us we can discover the end result, the purpose of creation, and be there in the eternal perfect state. That's it.
PT-35. It was pressed by accident. There's no question, it was a mistake.
So delete the question from PT-35. PT-24.
Rav,
Rav, you mentioned that it is desirable to talk to the Creator as if He's the closest thing to you. And also Bala Sulam says not to leave for a moment. And I wanted to ask, even though the prayers are prayers for friends, for the ten, for the divinity, and even the world, it's always personal, it's always intimate with the Creator. How can you create a state in that intimacy with the closeness with the Creator to come to Him as a ten and not personally? Is that even possible?
Yes, and it must be. More than possible, it's a must. When I understand that everything I feel personally is a result from my connection to the world Kli. We have nothing personal, individual, that appears not and is not as a result of the general Kli of Adam HaRishon. And the more I am aware of it, the more I am aimed at the root of the problem and the correction of it.
Always on this menu, there's the group, the world Kli, etc. But still, the appeal still seems individual, like from me to everyone.
From you, because you are the one who prays. You are asking. You feel responsible. You feel you want to ask for everyone, for the world, for yourself, and so on. Fine. As long as you don't exit the Kli of Adam HaRishon, that you always have this picture in front of you that you portray to yourself, that this is where it all comes from. Otherwise, if you fall from the integral picture, you lose this portrayal of divinity and the Creator that wants to appear in it, and then you're not on the right track. You basically lost your tracks.
בסדר, מרכז 1.
All right, מרכז 1.
Does our address to the upper go through our feelings, I think?
Is what?
Is the tip of the rope from us to the upper go through our feelings and thoughts?
How else?
Is that the only place from which you can do this work?
How else will it happen? I'm asking you. You should already be familiar with this.
Yes, I just want to make it sharper. I don't have something else.
So before you ask, research whether your question has a place. Of course, you've already heard this for 1,000 times. Hebrew 10.
Rav, a 10 that works correctly with the articles of Rabash, the social articles. I want to ask, what's the measure of the right way that we're engaging it? How do we know that we are in the right way to interact with these principles that Rabash brought us in the group? How can we measure whether we're engaging in it the right way?
I don't know what to tell you. That's why I said that now is the time that we need to start reading systematically, consistently, day by day, the writings of Rabash. So that every day you read an article of or two of Rabash, depending on how many times you convene every day and whether the articles are long or short, and you somewhat become immersed in those articles. First of all, it's a group reading it, and it'll give you new scrutinies, some renewal, some innovation. A person is new every day, so it's a good thing for us to do this anew. And then, let's say, within a year, we'll finish all the articles of Rabash. That's with respect to his articles. Besides that, we usually, through the selected excerpts, we read all that Bala Sulam wrote and other excerpts.
But in this way, we go through topics. Faith above reason, how to overcome, we go through some Hanukkah materials. By the way, we need to move to that.
So also in the lessons and also in the meetings with our tens and the Zooms, we should go over these articles?
Yes, of course, to read together. That's what I meant. I'm not giving this to each and every one as personal homework. I'm saying that a group, typically the groups are meeting twice a day. They have, let's say, half an hour in the morning and half an hour in the evening, or whatever, whenever they can during the day. They need to agree on a time. And they dedicate that half an hour for the Rabash articles. That's it. And there's no more than that. If you delve into it, this is the primary thing that can influence you and your group and your life and everything. There's a lot of power there. So engage in that and see how effective it is. PT 18.
Oh, good morning, teacher.
Oh, Yochi.
Teacher, it's about all the books. What to do when you see them just as books and it's all ideal. It's written like for 100 years from now. It's not written for, I don't think it's written about us at all. What to do with it?
Well, what are you saying? You're just saying this. First of all, you need to do this because the Creator puts you in a group where they engage in that. It's like it is said in the Freedom article. The Creator takes a person to the good faith and says, take it. He pulled you by the ear and brought you to our group. And now, in this group, we engage in how to reveal the Creator, how to attain the Creator. What's the wisdom of Kabbalah? Like he writes to us in the definition of it, that this wisdom is no more and no less than the revelation of the Creator to the created beings in this world. That as you are alive right now, while you are alive, you have to discover the Creator. And He has orchestrated all of your life and all of reality and everything around you to bring you and the whole of humanity and everything you're going to discover beyond this world. He brings all of that to a unique state referred to as the purpose of creation, the purpose of correction. That's what you need to discover.
Now, what I'm talking about is the book. It's all some ideal or...
Well, ideal. It's not ideal. It's states that you go through.
If you would speak about me, it would be something I could implement. I'm not capable of doing anything with it, what you see in this book.
The one thing that you can do from now until the final correction is only to integrate with the friends and ask the Creator to take care of you, to build a connection between you in which He will later Himself become revealed. That's it. So your bestowal to the friends and to the Creator is only the prayer. Everything is attained by the power of prayer, the power of the requests, because through that request, you are thankful for the Creator who set up everything. And He awakens only if you ask Him. And if you don't, then He awakens you through all kinds of problems, troubles, until you recognize that you have to ask. So let's precede the blow with the prayer. Meaning start asking Him before we suffer blows. Not that we care about the blows that much, but it's just not the desired path.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Нужно ли после прочтения статьи Рабаша также обсудить, кто из товарищей что?
After reading the article of Rabash, can we discuss who, what everyone heard from the article?
It's possible, but it's not mandatory, and I don't know if you don't have if you have the time, look and see if it doesn't confuse you. It's recommended to hear. But to hear, not just to be present. To hear, to listen, and absorb the impression. Because by talking about it afterwards, we kind of coerce each other with our opinions, because everyone has a different impression. So I don't think that's a good thing. If the text itself is unclear, then we explain it. But if what's written is understood in a simple way, and it's in the literal way, then we don't go deeper than that. Let every person advance the way they are. UK.
Позвольте спросить про раскрытие зла.
Нун.
Если в десятки раз.
Yes, about the revelation of evil. If it appears that friends in the ten are disregarding other friends with the efforts of another friend, they're not seeing them as from the Creator, and it's expressed both internally and externally.
Read the articles of Rabash and find how to relate to all these things. We don't have any other source to learn from. That's it. PT 10.
We have
a 10 meeting right after the lesson. Thus far, we did an impression of what happened in the lesson, and together we chose a daily task. Should we make this meeting also to a reading of the Rabash article? Because it kind of erases if we read an article right after the lesson. Or should we continue to do what we did before? How would you recommend?
I recommend that you won't have a meeting right after the lesson. To have a break. How long? I don't know. 2, 3, 4 hours. So people will kind of shake away the lesson. And then they can hear the article as something that exists on its own.
Right, what we do, I think in all the tens for several years now, at the end of the lesson, it's not a ten meeting like you're thinking of half an hour. It's a short summary of the lesson for a few minutes where we go out from as a ten from the lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this I know.
So is there a problem with that?
No.
No, because it sounds like you're saying that we shouldn't do that anymore. We should continue doing a lesson summary.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Mark,
yes.
If you have another question.
Okay.
Yes, I just wanted to continue. Simply, a while back, you recommended that after the lesson we should really do a summary and discuss, also choose a task for the day, which is what we do also. We do it about half an hour for us. Because once you recommended half an hour, you even said 45 minutes. So we've defined about half an hour for that. The question is whether we should just do the summary of the lesson and read an article, or just a summary of the lesson and read an article at another time. That's the question.
It's recommended to read the article at a different time.
PT 32.
PT 32.
Is there any benefit from the whole society, the whole world, Kli? Everyone read throughout the day the same article. Anyone, whenever they can, but for us to all be engaged with the same article.
I don't know. It could be too obligating for some, and you won't be able to hold on to it. I think that just every group needs to take into account that it's reading an article or two from Rabash every day, and this is how we advance. Kabu 3.
Good morning, Rav. Respectuously, believe us, our team are very focusing on the lesson, but today we are intrigued, and it's not only today, we would like to know what is your tea, what is your drink? Is it what keeps you so energized? We love you, Rav.
This is something special. I'll tell you. Okay, I'll tell you a secret. Let's hope you're already ready to listen to it. We have a big building here. In this building, there are three levels. And the first two,
Sham ovdim ovdei hamifal shelanu,
is where our factory workers are working. The Bnei Baruch people who come here and work on the articles, the archives, and the filming and translating, and there's a lot of work. You can get more details about that. Now, on the third floor, during the pandemic,
it
is basically, and among those people who are here, among the five people, there is one woman who grows plants on the roof, which is above us. Above me, right here, above my head, there's a roof. So on the roof of the building, she grows some plants. Just like you would grow plants in your backyard. She grows all kinds of plants. And that's how I make my tea. What plants are there? I don't even know. But they give it to me. And it's important for me to keep drinking all the time to keep the throat wet. That's it. So what's in it? I don't know. Does it give me energy? I don't think so. Not chemically. It's not any drugs. It's not, there's no anything energetic about it, or the fact that you see me looking on fire is because I prepare myself for the lesson. I'm telling you, seriously. And all the other hours of the day, I'm very, very slow and lazy, and I don't look the same. But in the morning lesson, I have to be and also show everyone an example. And also, I hope that it will, that it jumps you up a bit. So, with this drink or without it, there's nothing in it. It's just some plants. I also have here, you see, this cup with a bunch of them. A bunch of these plants that they give me in the morning. I really like the scent of it. But there's nothing about it. I don't even know what's the name of these plants. You can inquire. Doesn't matter to me. Okay. So, as of tomorrow, I hope you're going to be full of energy. All right, guys, let's move on to the next part of the lesson.
We have several options.
Hanukkah.
Okay, so let's do a song and then we'll move to Hanukkah.
Yes.
יש קול שמתעורר מבפנים מבקש את הטעם שבחיים האיסורים והמחובים כל שנות החיים למי אנו מהנים ואם נקשיב לכל הקריאה לא נסחף בהבלי הבריאה נגיע לפתרון אחידה על כל הפשעים תחסה אהבה מהזרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד היה מהזרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד היה עם אור הבוקר בזמן התפילה זמן של חיבור זמן של בחירה שיר שעולה ונשמע הולך ונגלה מתוך הדממה החברים עומדים בליבי רואים את כל מה שבנשמתי ואין מרחק בינם לביני אין עוד מציאות הם כל עולם